Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a very, very relevant and fascinating question, especially for those who are in school and have tests. Is it permitted to study for a test on Shabbos or Yontif? That is our question, and this does relate to the general conversation we've been having about what can and what cannot be studied and read on Shabbos and Yontif. So a quick background to what we've been discussing. There is a prohibition to read Shtarei Hedyotos on Shabbos and Yontif, and those have various definitions. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim, what it is specifically, but we'll take the sheet of Rashi that it is items, documents, bills, letters that relate to financial matters, bills, expenses, etc. So items that relate to finances, we cannot read on Shabbos and Yontif, and Chazal extended that we are not permitted to read certain other things as well. And this is a fairly broad category of what cannot be read, but also somewhat gray, many gray areas of what's included and what's not included. But it's an area, other items that aren't, strictly speaking, Shtarei Hedyotos, but they are prohibited to read because if we read them, we may come to read Shtarei Hedyotos as well. So yesterday, we discussed reading of books. Is reading of books problematic or not? And we did discuss if something is going to increase my Yira Shamayim, if something is going to be positive for my Ruchnias, it's going to bring me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be a positive thing for me, then for my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and Shabbos and the like, even if it's not strictly speaking Sifrei Kodesh, but it would be permitted to read those on Shabbos and Yontif. So then we had the question, well, how about items that aren't bringing me closer, specifically Yira Shamayim, teaching me good midos, but they are Sfarim relating to Chokhmah, and what does that mean? So, for example, the sciences, this is wisdom, astronomy, refuah, medicine, these are things that relate to the sciences, they are what we would consider wisdom. So here, the poskim had a machlokes, is it permitted to read Sifrei Chokhmah on Shabbos? And the concern here is that maybe if we're reading these type of books, we may come to read Shtarei Hedyotos, and al-Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is to be lenient, that it's permitted to read books of wisdom, as we mentioned, that includes science, astronomy, medicine, and the like. It excludes specifically items of learning a trade, learning carpentry, for example, financial books and the like would all be excluded from Svarim that are Chokhmah, that are wisdom. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is to be lenient. However, he does say that a Yirei Shamayim should be Machmir. Now that's all by way of background. So when it comes to studying for a test on Shabbos, we're going to go through four potential issues. This is brought in the Sefer Orchos Shabbos in the 22nd parak, the 22nd chapter. It's Halacha Kuf Tzadi, and we're going to spend a lot of time in a detailed footnote that he brings on this topic. So initially, he does divide up between what is the subject matter for the test. If you are studying Limudei Kodesh, if you're studying Halacha, Chumash, Gemara, etc., and the like, Limudei Kodesh, then it is permitted to study on Shabbos, Mishum Shalimud V'Hayediyah B'Inyanim Eilehem Tachlip B'Fniatzma, because there's benefit in of themselves of learning. It's not only that I'm doing it for the next day, I'm benefiting tremendously from learning Torah today. Not a problem whatsoever if it's Limudei Kodesh. However, when it comes to Limudei Chol, that's when it gets somewhat complicated. And the first issue, the first of the four issues that we'll discuss is there a problem of reading these items, as we just mentioned? Gzeira Shema Yikra Bishtare Hedyotos. Is this going to be considered included in the items that should not be read because they may come as to read Shtarei Hedyotos? So in the Sefer of Hoshabis, that says that this is a machlokas Rishonim when it comes to learning of Chochmas. So if something is included in Chochmas, the Rishonim, some say you can read Chochmas on Shabbos. books of refuah and sciences and the like, and others say you cannot. And the Mishnah Berurah, as we mentioned before, says the minhag is to be lenient. Nonetheless, a Yirei Shamayim should be machmir on this. Now, it could be that this heter only relates to things that are included in the chachmas, but if you have a math test or something like that, that maybe that's included in the chachmas, maybe that's not, unclear, but there's certainly going to be various items that are not going to be included in the chachmas, wisdom, political science maybe would be excluded. There's not that much chokhmah there, brilliance. Having studied political science, maybe we would not include. Maybe some of the concepts would be included in the chokhmah. Not sure. We'll leave it as a gray area. But still, we did have, as we discussed in the past, Rav Eliashiv had a different view of books. He was somewhat lenient when it came to books, reading of books on Shabbos, even if it's not in the chokhmah, because the book, something that is written for years to come, that's not meant to be changed, that's not something that is going to lead us to read Shtarei Hedyotos, documents and bills and the like. Yeah, we're really concerned when you read lists and stuff like that, that are not Shtarei Hedyotos. If you read lists and the like, that's more, we're going to be more prone to reading the actual Shtarei Hedyotos. But to read a book, that's something that was written that's not supposed to be changed. A list you're going to change, it's not meant there to be permanent and for years to years. That's why the concern of reading Shtarei Hedyotos, but a book that is there meant to be memorialized for years to come, not such a concern. So that was Rav Eliashiv. So when it comes to Shtarei Hedyotos, certainly if it's the chokhmah, the wisdoms, the sciences, and the like, there would be mi'ikar adin, a basis to be lenient, but the Mishnah Berurah says that ideally a Yirei Shamayim should be machmir. That is issue number one. The second issue is hachana. Hachana is preparation on Shabbos to chol. We're not permitted to prepare from Shabbos to chol, and apparently we could say that this is a problem because this is preparing for a test. We're studying for a test today on Shabbos, today on Yom Tov, and the test is going to be on Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, if you live in Israel, because there are tests on Sunday, that's a regular day. So the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa does discuss this in somewhat detail and very important and fascinating. His language, we'll read it more inside so we don't skip anything. She'ein zeh, this is what the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa says. She'ein zeh begeder hachana l'chol. This is not considered preparation from Shabbos to Chol to a weekday. Why not? Mishum she'etzem halimud machkim es ha'adam kfar hayom. Because the actual studying for the test will be machmir, will make the person more knowledgeable today. It's not only that there is a benefit tomorrow when you take the test, but the person is acquiring knowledge today. V'hainu kasher adam unyan gam b'chokhma atzma. Now we're talking here when the person is studying for the test, but he also has a desire to have that information. So he's studying on Shabbos. If he desires to have that information, he's benefiting from it today because he's acquiring that information today. He's becoming more of a chacham. He's learning the chokhma. So that's beneficial today, not only for tomorrow. However, the problem could be if the person doesn't really care about the knowledge, he doesn't care, but he only cares about having success on the test. So his sole focus is not improving my knowledge base today and becoming a more knowledgeable and well-rounded individual, but simply I'm focused on tomorrow, my test, or in 2 days, the test. So in that situation, maybe it would be a chana. So continuing, if the person really doesn't care about the knowledge itself, only having success on the test, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had a suffix in this. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe that is a problem of preparation for after Shabbos or after Yom Tov. So again, we're going to bifurcate the issues. If the person does want to acquire knowledge in of itself, then even if it's secular knowledge, he is acquiring that knowledge on Shabbos and there is a benefit to himself on Shabbos. So it's not that he's simply doing hachana, preparation for after Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, if the person's sole concern is doing well on the test, so there's no benefit for him in acquiring the knowledge today, and the test is going to be after Shabbos, so maybe there's a problem of hachana. And now on that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as well says, "Kimeduma sherachok me'od shelimud yehei begeder hachana." He says, "I find it difficult to understand how studying, even studying on Shabbos, is going to be hachana for after Shabbos. Even if you're not doing a lishma, you're not interested in acquiring the knowledge. You're only interested in having success on the exam, still Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says this is the acquisition of knowledge. The hakol ze bichlal hishtalmut adam. All of this still, even if the person is not interested in it, he just wants to get 100 on the test or pass the test, a 60 on the test, it's still improving him as a person. He's giving him more knowledge. V'liomod al manas ladas einu mishtayach lahachana b'chol tzura she'asa. And he says, even learning, for the wrong purpose, I don't care to know it or not, but you're still learning, it's difficult to say that that is considered hachana at all. Doesn't think it's hachana. Now, having said that, if you are studying in a way, this is a continuation of the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, if someone is studying in a way that it's clear when people look at him that he is only preparing for tomorrow. So when you look at this guy and he's studying, nikar me'od b'tzura salima, the way that he's studying, that it's only for tomorrow, for the studying, for the test, then he says that could be a problem of limudechol. Now, I'm not sure exactly how that would be if you're reading a book, if you're reading a notebook, maybe a notebook if it's clear that it's a school notebook or something like that. I don't know exactly what you would have to do to have it cleared to people looking at you that you're only studying for a test for the next day. Somebody could enjoy reading a math book, and they're reading it today on Shabbos, and it doesn't mean that it's for a test. But in any case, here we have issue number two. Issue number one, again, was shtari hadyotos, and if it's something that's considered a chachma, then mi'ikar din, it would be permitted to study. That's from the start of shtari hadyotos, and based on Rav Eliyashiv, it could be other things as well, even if it's not considered a chachma, it's not a science, not medicine, and the like. And issue number two was hachana l'shabbos. If the person has interest, even just a partial interest in having the knowledge, then that's a benefit for today, Shabbos and Yantiv. And even if the person is not doing it lishma, he doesn't care about the knowledge, his sole focus is doing well on the test, Rav Shlomo Auerbach says that he can't see that that's considered hachana whatsoever. But do it in a way that it doesn't look obvious to everyone that you're doing it for studying for the test. Okay, that's issue number two. Issue number three is based on a Sefer Hasidim, and this is brought in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah as well. Shelo lomar ishan hayom kedei she'eli koach lemachar. Don't say, somebody's going to take a nap on Shabbos, a nap on Yantim, say, I'm going to sleep now so I can be awake on Saturday night. I'm going to sleep now so I can be rested for after Shabbos. Don't say that. That is problematic. It didn't say you can't do it, but don't verbalize it. That's brought lahalach in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. V'im kein, pashur defi zeh shehu adin shein lomar ala medle b'china. So based on this, it is clear that somebody should not say, I am studying now in order to study for my test. I am studying now. Don't verbalize. It's not saying don't do it. It's not saying don't take a nap on Shabbos in order to be awake for Motzei Shabbos, but simply don't verbalize it. That is going to be the problem. So what's going on here in this third issue is not that it's a hachana issue that I'm preparing, because we're saying it's okay. You want to take a nap on Shabbos in order to be alert Motzei Shabbos? Okay, do it. And also from the perspective by parallel of studying for that test, it wouldn't be a problem studying for that test. It'd be a problem verbalizing, I am now reading this to study for my test. The concept here is not hachana. The concept here is zil zul haShabbos. What's the zil zul haShabbos? She'omer bepiv, she'ma'asav hem l'tzorach machar. When you say verbally, I say it out loud, that my actions today or for the tzorach of machar, I'm doing this because I need it for tomorrow. I'm doing it because I'm sleeping for Motzei Shabbos is tomorrow. I'm doing this studying because I need to know this knowledge for my test. V'im ken, based on this, if the problem is verbalizing it, it's not a hachana problem, it's not the action you're doing, but it's verbalizing the reason for the action. Accordingly, if you're not going to verbalize it, you're not going to say it, then it would not fall into this isser. So as long as you don't say, I'm taking the nap for tomorrow, for tonight, as long as you don't say, I'm studying for my test, which is tomorrow, then it would be acceptable. We're not going to have the zilzul on Shabbos. And the third issue, very interesting issue, is it permitted? We'll start unrelated or somewhat unrelated, and then we'll get to our question of tests on Shabbos. Is it permitted to think about business on Shabbos? We can't talk about business. We can't read documents of business. But thinking about business, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hirhur ba'asakav mutar. It's actually based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'daver davar, that you have to be careful not to speak of secular items, business on Shabbos, but the Gemara makes a diuk. Dibur is asur, but here hur is mutar. You can't be speaking, but you can be thinking about your business activities. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Vav, Tziv Ches says as follows, here hur ba'asaka mutar. It's permitted to think about your business transactions. Umikomaka mishum oneg Shabbos. When it comes to because of oneg Shabbos, we should be enjoying Shabbos. Mitzvah shalo yachshav emkal. It's a mitzvah to not be thinking about your business activity. So it's not an isser. This is very important. It's mutter mi'ikar adin to have hirkurim, to be thinking about your business activities. However, because of onik Shabbos, we should feel the pleasantness of Shabbos. We should avoid having those thoughts. We shouldn't have those thoughts because of, but it's a mitzvah to not have those thoughts, not an isser. Via be'enav kilo komalach to'asuya, because our perspective coming into Shabbos is that all of my work is done. All work is done. I have nothing to do. I can focus on Shabbos because my work is done. Is it really done? No. But we should be thinking mentally, psychologically, my work is done. I don't have to be worrying about it. Accordingly, we have the tiers as follows. Mi'ikar adin, you can have hirhur about your business. You can be thinking about your business. Don't speak about it. Don't read documents, but you can be thinking about it. However, it's a mitzvah to avoid that because of oneg Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, the kol shekeni miyesh lo al yedei hahirhur tirdas halev. It's not only in the Mishnah Berurah, other poskim as well say, but if you're thinking about the business is going to cause you stress, it's going to cause you tirda, it's going to cause you mental anguish, vidaga, then you can't do it. Then you can't be thinking about business. So it comes out that we have three tiers when it comes about thoughts. When it comes about thoughts of business transactions, business, my job, hirhur is mutter. That's level number one. However, because of oneg Shabbos is level number two, because of a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, I should avoid having those thoughts. It's a mitzvah to avoid those thoughts, but it's not a requirement. However, level number three, if I am going to be stressed, if it's going to be cause me worries because of those thoughts, then it's prohibited to have those thoughts. So that's where the Sefer Orach HaShabbos ends. He doesn't apply it directly to having of tests, taking of tests, studying of tests on Shabbos, but I think what he's getting at, if we parse through it, is thinking about the test, thinking about or studying it would be okay. However, is that the ideal thing? Because we should be focused on oneg Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to not do it. And if the studying is going to cause us tirdas halev and danga, if it's going to cause us even more stress, not only is it a mitzvah to avoid it, but it would be usur to do it. So the question is the studying going to have a negative impact on my Shabbos or not? Is it going to hurt the oneg Shabbos? Mitzvah to avoid it. If it's going to cause me a lot more stress, then it's a requirement to avoid the studying. However, I will say it seems that when it comes to studying, somebody who really is stressed, if they are not studying, then it seems that the oneg Shabbos may cut in the other direction. Meaning, it could be that studying is going to hurt somebody's oneg Shabbos, and studying may cause somebody a lot of stress. But on the other hand, if somebody is very stressed already about the test, and the studying can relieve that stress because they feel everyone in the class, depending on if you're in a Jewish school or if you're in a secular school, everyone in class is studying, or I'm not ready, everyone else studied already and I'm not ready, and the test is soon after Shabbos, it could be that there's more of a basis to permit it from this perspective. So if it's going to negatively impact the Shabbos because of stress, it shouldn't be done. Maybe it's going to allay stress. Maybe it's going to increase the onik Shabbos. We could say that if a person enjoys the studying. So we would say it's a subjective standard. So we've gone through four different issues. Shtari had yotos. And we said there is a basis to be lenient there, maybe not the best thing. Roy lahachmir bazeh. Isser hachana, we said that there is certainly a basis to be lenient, and especially if you're interested in the knowledge, and even if you're not interested in the knowledge, we said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that it's difficult to say that it is going to be prohibited as hachana. The third point was, is it a zilzul for Shabbos? And then we said, if you verbalize it, I'm studying for after Shabbos, that could be problematic. But if you're not verbalizing it, then it could be okay. And the last point, is this going to be positive or negative for my own Shabbos? If it's going to be negative for my own Shabbos, and if it's going to, certainly, if it's going to be causing me stress, then it should be avoided and maybe prohibited. But if it's not going to be negative and maybe be positive, then we would have a stronger basis to be lenient. But the ideal is always study in advance. Study in advance so we're ready coming into Shabbos, so we're not in the situation that we need to study on Shabbos. That may not be practical in all situations, but oftentimes if we pre-plan and we're on top of our work, then there shouldn't be a need to study on Shabbos. People who have gone to very good schools and been in very stressful academic environments, and they have avoided studying on Shabboses for years and decades and centuries. And that should be our plan always, is to try to avoid that, be on top of our work in advance of Shabbos, plan around it, because we know Shabbos is coming. We know that in advance. We know when Yontif is coming. The best is to plan and avoid it. Simply be on top of our studies so it doesn't become an issue. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.